Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
10 days till Christmas Eve. How's that shopping going?
I mean
is not what I want to hear.
I actually finished yesterday.
Did you?
I went out one shot and got it done.
Congratulations.
It was a miserable day, but it's over.
That's amazing. I've got to get you guys done, and then I've got to get one more thing for my girlfriend, and I'm pretty much there as well. Here's the thing. There's gifts that are like, you know you'll love them. They'll love them, but then you want like a gift that's sort of like romantic, right?
Yeah.
That's I got to go get the romance gift. It's always the hardest one.
I make candles. Does she want one of those?
No, I don't think so. We've got 18 billion candles.
Oh, I know one more.
That's an exact number.
I'd like a candle.
Yeah.
Thank you for supporting local business, Jax.
Why wouldn't you give one for Jax?
Thanks, TJ.
She's going to buy it. No.
Now listen,
gotta buy it.
For you today, I want you to know that we got some gifting taken care of for you. At 7 o'clock and at 9 a.m. as well. Christmas cracker. We give you something amazing. And then we say, hey, listen, you want to give it back? And we'll give you $10,000 maybe. And that's a hard maybe, but you'd be in a draw.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good draw. Oh, every day somebody goes, yeah, you know what? I'm giving it up, but I'm going for it. And that could be you. First time is at 7 a.m. And all you have to do is text WIN and your name to 999999. Now, let's check in with the show. TJ, what's on your mind?
Rent prices are expected to climb 11% next year.
Yay!
Hey. It's coming back, baby. Yay. We did it.
That's great, man. It's 601. Yeah. Jax, what's up with you?
You ever think to yourself, God, this city's charming? I had one of those moments yesterday. I was at a crosswalk, but the light was green, but there was a lot of congestion, so I was just waiting. And a man walked across. He shouldn't have walked across, and he slapped the hood of my car. He just slapped it and kept going. And I thought to myself, here we are. Downtown Toronto, oh, I love it. Didn't even acknowledge me.
You ever been scolded by somebody for peeking too much into the walking lane?
Oh, yeah.
I had a lady wave her cane at me. I'm not sure what she said, but she waved her cane, and I was 18, and I just bought my first Subaru. and I was not great at it, and I had crept out into the thing, and then she came by, and she slapped the hood, and then she waved her cane, and I was like,
whoa.
I guess I've been told.
You had it coming.
I've said something to somebody. Like, I was going through an intersection, and an older lady almost hit me with her car and then yelled at me, and I said, don't be mad at me because you made a mistake. And it was, I scolded an adult. It was awesome.
Just scolding adults. All right.
It was one of the best moments of my life.
Hey, people are upset on the internet. What's new? But this time it's about Time's Person of the Year, who happens to be somewhat controversial. Want to know what you think at 6:12. We'll tell you who it is.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
People are upset. And oftentimes they are. It's an upsetting time.
Mm.
But when people see that Elon Musk is Time's Person of the Year, they get very upset. Now, this is the guy that created Tesla. He actually also founded PayPal. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's one of the original founders of PayPal. He sold out of that and took his money and built Tesla. Oh,
wow.
And then built SpaceX and built all the other things he's built. Now, listen, like many genius-level people, he's not exactly a good guy.
No.
I mean, listen, Thomas Edison, the guy that created the light bulb, if you look just a little past the surface, he was a big jerk. Terrible guy. You ever read Steve Jobs' book? Kind of a jerk.
Not a good guy.
Not a good guy. Geniuses, not good people. Yeah. And that's okay. It's not okay, but it's like it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where, they're really good at one thing and terrible at others. That's what happens. So people are really upset about Elon Musk being Time's Person of the Year. And I understand and respect that. But guys, I would like to throw this at you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about Time's Person of the Year. It's not meant to necessarily be a popularity contest.
Yeah.
It's just meant to be the person who made the most news.
Like Donald Trump was the Person of the Year a couple of years ago.
2016.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Hitler was Time's Person of the Year in 1935. Joseph Stalin, head of the Soviet Union, was Time's Person of the Year twice, 1940 and 1942.
Wow, boring couple of years, I guess.
Yeah, right? Just in the middle of World War II. So I just want to remind you that it's not the end of the world, and there are some good things here. Like number one, our girl Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Time's Performer of the Year.
Yes.
She said on her Instagram yesterday, she's had a lot of accolades and big moments this year, but this is like her favorite. This is huge for her.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a few hundred Grammys you can win.
Yeah.
Then there's this.
Yeah.
There's one person that can win this. And I also want to shout out Jack Harlow, who is the cover of the Time 30 Under 30.
Oh, that's cool.
Huge year for him. Yeah.
100, well, And that's the thing. People forget with Jack Harlow. Like, he's doing songs with Lil Nas X now.
Yeah.
But, like, before the pandemic, before, you know, just watching, he was just some guy.
Yeah.
And he actually, did you see the post on his Twitter where he was in Cleveland?
About his first show? Yeah.
So he posted a picture, TJ, of him in Cleveland in his first show in 2018, I want to say. Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah.
There's 9 people there.
Yeah. What?
And then he's like, tonight I play Cleveland again, and it's sold out, and there's 20,000 people.
Holy and some cow. Of the original 9 people were at the show.
Yeah.
Really sweet. Awesome. It was really
he brought
sweet.
Them all, which is cool.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, he went viral on TikTok and exploded, and there he is. Right? So he's got a great story as well.
Yeah.
So don't let Elon Musk, if that bothers you, distract you from the fact that there are some amazing artists that we're playing all the time that you love that are being honored by this, and it's pretty damn cool.
You too could become Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
That's what the message is, right?
Keep working in your room.
Exactly.
You never know.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, you can buy a private jet, and you can actually afford it.
Oh, good.
Someone's selling it on Facebook Marketplace right now. Same place that you sell, like, you know, old stereo equipment and stuff. So, $45,000.
What?
Get you your own private jet.
How big is this jet?
It's actually reasonable.
Yeah, it'll fit like 20, 30 people.
No way.
Yeah.
In Toronto?
Yeah. Pickering.
Oh, you gotta go with Pickering though.
No. I'm interested.
Yeah, so the problem, because of course there's a problem, is that it doesn't work anymore.
Oh.
I mean, not ideal.
Uh-huh.
But okay, let me paint you a scenario.
Okay.
You're back on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not a bit of a flex to put in your bio that you have access to a private jet?
I'd be bummed if I found out.
So there's a couple things.
Somebody had a cheap private jet.
The listing mentions that it won't take you flying, but it would make a great Airbnb to rent out for $500 a night, or could be used as a good movie prop. So what's interesting about this, and I know this exists in LA and New York, is that there are influencer private jets.
Yeah.
Studios,
yeah,
where you can go in and look like you're in a private jet, but you're not, because that's a big thing with certain influencers.
Oh, and there's a market for that in Toronto.
Oh,
for
my
sure.
God, absolutely there is. There's a lot of people.
And if you
want
to know who, anybody who went to the distillery district in the last month.
So you'd be able to rent it out as a private jet, or sorry, rent it out as an Airbnb, rent it out as a movie prop, and you could rent it out as a person who, like, obviously can, you know, use it for influencing.
My landlord would be very upset if I put an old private jet in my backyard.
So this is the thing. Where do you put it? Because you've got to put it in, like, you got to build something over it, right? You're not just going to have, like, a private jet on your lawn.
TJ, you have a den.
I have a den. And I have that sliding glass wall. Yeah. So, you know, if I don't want to look at it, I could just do that.
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah.
Do you think your condo association would have a problem with it being on your roof, or...
See, they just didn't notice that people can't have lights in their balcony anymore, so...
What?
Yeah,
really?
I have a feeling it won't fit in my den.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, it's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're just talking about that private jet in Pickering that is for sale for $45,000. It doesn't work. You can't fly it, but it's $45,000, and you can rent it out as an Airbnb, the listing says. You'd also probably have to have $1 million piece of land in Ontario to put that on, because nothing in Toronto is less than $1 million. But hey, listen, it's always a good thought. Now, one thing that we did get was a message from Barry saying, hey, don't buy that. Cost thousands of bucks to keep an aircraft up, even from one that doesn't work.
Huh.
Didn't know that.
I guess you gotta pay to keep the rats out.
Well, yeah, and like, imagine what insurance on something like that would cost.
But I was thinking about this. What if I, because that's a very cheap home, if I could find a piece of land to rent, like a trailer land, and then live in my jet there, could that be a cheaper option?
I mean, I sure, it'd be a heck of a feature.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say, cool. Jax, is that, like, I don't think they're meant to be outside
it
all the time
matter.
During Canadian winters.
It doesn't matter.
So you may have, like, leakage. So you'd probably have to build, you'd have to probably put, like, a concrete pad down and build an enormous garage over it.
Ooh.
And then light that up.
But you can make that like your party pad.
Yeah.
Right? So, because you know the oxygen masks that come down? Maybe you can hook those up to, like, I don't know, something fun.
Oh, no, I won't have any money to decorate it. I'll be living in it. There'll be no party pass.
No, that's the 45 grand. That's it.
Just put the patio lights that every bar in the city puts on them. Yeah. That'll be fun.
I also have a feeling that all of my friends will suddenly leave me if I move into a plane.
Here's
that
how
it's not insulated.
I feel like you think it's going to look like, you know, Wolf of Wall Street when they're getting on like a private jet.
Yeah.
Where I think it's going to look like is
a metal tube in your yard.
Yeah. Like, you know, those places that you drive by and you're like, I don't know how they have the money to have 14 cars on the front lawn.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to look.
The plane from Lost.
Yeah,
that's what it's gonna look like.
Exactly. So I think we're out on this one, right?
Okay,
agree?
Yeah,
not necessarily.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending,
and this is what's trending right now.
Rent prices are expected to rise 11% next year, but here's why that's not the worst news on earth. He said, trying to put a positive spin on it. The average price for all Toronto properties in Toronto was $2,300 per month in November of this past year, an increase of 10%. From the previous November. November 2019, however, the average rent price was $2,591. And they're saying that if it goes up, it's not going to go up that high. So at least it'll still be cheaper than 2019,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Woo! Still winners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still winners. Go forward.
Jax, still winners.
Okay.
How'd you feel about that spin, Jax?
Oh, yeah.
Was that a good one?
A tailspin.
There's new eye drops that can replace reading glasses. It's called Vuity. Nice. Anyway, it was approved by the FDA in the States in October and would potentially replace reading glasses for some of the 128 million Americans who have trouble seeing up close.
Wow.
The new medicine takes effect in about 15 minutes, with one drop on each eye providing sharper vision for 6 to 10 hours, according to the company. It's actually not a bad idea.
Incredible. That's great.
Terrible for people like me who don't need glasses but wear them because they think it matches their aesthetic.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo was named Time's Entertainer of the Year. The magazine, in a very grandiose way, said Rodrigo has a gift for picking the best of the past, whether a well-worn shirt, the faded feedback of a guitar, or the intensity of first love, and finding just the right way to situate it into the present.
Perfect.
Another great way of saying, hey, she's really talented. She said in an Instagram post, I got to do some crazy things this year, but this one feels particularly surreal.
Amazing. Good for her.
Love it. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. And at 7 o'clock, it's giving you your opportunity to open a Christmas cracker. So if you haven't texted WIN and your name to 999-999, do so now so we can get you in for the contest. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hannah. Okay, Hannah Smith, congratulations. You're the big Christmas cracker winner this morning. What's going on? What are you doing? What's happening?
I'm just getting ready for work.
Okay.
What do you do for work?
I work at a daycare.
Oh,
you brave soul.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a calling. How about we find out what you've won, Hannah?
Okay.
The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Congratulations. You've won $1,000.
Yay! Whoa!
Oh,
that is a way to start off the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is where the decision gets difficult, because if you would like to win 10 times that amount, you have to give the $1,000 back, but then we give you the opportunity to win $10,000. And the draw for that is on Friday.
I think I'm going to take the $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call, Hannah. Congratulations.
Great work.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Enjoy your $1,000 before Christmas and make sure you spend some of it on yourself.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
Have an amazing day.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Jax had to ruin her girlfriend's Christmas gift. One of them.
You did? Okay.
And now she thinks she was set up. So I want you to listen to this story and judge.
Yeah, because I need your help. So
to find out who's conspiring against you?
Yeah, so I can say this because she knows now. Michelle has been saying that she wants a pair of little gold hoops because she got her ears pierced again on the top part. And so we were looking at Majuri and all these different places. And about a month ago, I sneakily ordered some earrings for her. And then the other day, a new jewelry place has opened up on Queen. So we were like, you know, let's go check it out. Let's go see what's going on down there because we like their necklaces and stuff. And then she said, she's like, yeah, I got to get some gold hoops for my ears, actually. And then I was forced because I was in a position to have to save.
Ooh.
Right?
Why did... Okay, she knows the rule. You're not supposed to be buying yourself stuff
at
this point.
That's the thing. And that's why I think I was set up. Because I had mentioned... And got, like, you know me. I can't lie.
Yeah.
So I think she knew I got her the hoops. And then she said that to corner me. Because I had to be like, don't get any gold hoops. Because Santa may bring some.
I think you're right.
Right?
But I also think it's kind of your fault. Because you got to find a way... Val is the same way, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She is also really good at, like, seemingly walking into the store of something that she's asked for for her birthday or for Christmas and trying to talk us into her getting it. And I always say things like, oh, no, no, no. Like, that's far too expensive. We'll find you one that's, like, a way better deal. This place is crazy. You just start blaming the store.
You're just like, I'm cheap. You know? You're not getting that.
Yeah, yeah. Start blaming the local business that's trying their best.
And there you go. Positive.
Like, I got her a few things, but I was really excited about this gift. But I know that this is a very common thing.
See, that's the romance part of the gift. Yeah. I was talking about this earlier this morning. You've got, like, practical gifts, gifts people will be excited about that they're going to use.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the romance gift where you're just like, this is really... nice, and I love you.
And I thought I thought I was being sneaky. Like, I was like, she had mentioned she wants gold hoops, so I got her gold hoops. But then I think it's all a ploy.
Yeah. Does she have them now?
What's that? No, but I mean, like, may as well just go home and give them to her.
Yes. Yeah. Don't do that.
No,
but you
I
may
won't.
As well.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the question we have is, I mean, I there's a lot of ways we could go with this. But the real question I have here is, do you believe the Jax was set up? Are we conspiracy theory here? And by the way, have you ever done this to test your partner? I'm wondering about this. Ooh. Have you ever gone into the store and been like, hey, I'm going to buy this, and then just kind of watched their reaction?
I may have done it to her last year about a soda stream. So
did
I
you do it on purpose?
Yes, I did. I did.
What did you do?
I was like, because I was back in Nova Scotia. So I was saying, you know, my mom's thinking about getting me a soda stream for Christmas because I knew that maybe she was getting me one. And then she had to be like, make sure your mom doesn't get you a soda stream for Christmas. So I had set myself up.
I was getting Val AirPods last year for Christmas.
Yeah.
And she kept talking about how bad she wanted them.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hey, I found this deal. It was Black Friday. She's like, I found a great deal on AirPods. I'm like, no, no, no. The Boxing Day sales are way better. You got to wait till after
Christmas.
See,
that's smart. That's smart. Yeah.
So hit us up with your story. What we want to know is this. Have you ever tested your partner to see if they were getting you what they wanted? Kind of like what we think Michelle might have done last night.
Oh, she set me up. Sneaky, tiny thing.
999-999 to text. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever tested somebody to figure out if they're getting you the gift that you want? Jax thinks this happened to her yesterday.
Yeah. Michelle said, oh, we should go down and check out this new store on Queens, saying that she wanted to see some earrings. But she, I think, knew that I already got her earrings for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a ruse. It was a setup, a ploy.
And she got away with it, too, because you admitted
because I'm terrible, and I crumbled, and I was like, maybe you shouldn't get earrings. Maybe Santa has some earrings for you.
Yeah, it's December 13th yesterday. There's no way you should be buying yourself stuff right now.
She should know better.
TJ, what are the texts saying?
Text line absolutely thinks that Jax was set up. For the 416, Jax was totally set up. Her girlfriend was fishing. I think she should make her work to get the earrings.
Ooh.
Don't just wrap them up and give them to her. Make her think that she's not getting them now, and send her on a scavenger hunt or something.
That is far too much.
I like that. Equal manipulation. It balances out.
Fair.
I'm with Jack. She was totally set up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I have also done it as well, but kind of sad when I found out because it ruined the surprise.
Yeah.
But I was also happy because I got what I wanted. # maybe I'm a brat.
Yeah.
It's from the 905.
I like that.
From the 289, my girlfriend does this. She pays my bills out of my bank account, and she sees the money, or she has seen the money taken out from Amazon. I bought her a vacuum, and she's so concerned thinking someone stole money from me without me knowing. She ruined her own Christmas present.
Honey.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
From the 905. My fiance is really bad for that, but the opposite. Like, I'm really good at coaxing it out of him. My birthday was at the end of November, and we went to New York City. And obviously, I want to take nice pictures and things, but my boots were really torn up and whatever. I made a comment about the fact that when we were in the States for Black Friday, that I should grab some new boots. And that would be the birthday present that I got myself. Apparently, he texted my mom and told her that I said that. So my mom gave me my Christmas boots for my birthday so I wouldn't end up buying more. LOL.
That's good.
That's from Sam.
That's smart.
Now she has to get you a Christmas present too,
right?
Yeah. It's kind of the perfect plan.
Yeah.
Last one from the 905. My toddler totally spilled the beans on me to my wife saying that, Mom, we got you a pretty ring. So I guess I won't be shopping with her again.
Kids are rats. Kids are. I used to ruin my dad's Christmas presents all the time.
Really?
Yeah, because my mom would get him like nice things, and I'd be like, "Guess what, Dad? I knew what I was doing."
Why did you do that?
Because you know what? There wasn't much to do in Nova Scotia. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Me.
Wasn't much to do.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending,
and this is what's trending right now.
Before we get into what's trending, caller 9 right now at 416-872-9999 is going to win two tickets to attend the Canadian premiere of The Matrix Resurrections this Thursday at Cineplex Scotiabank Theatre with special guests Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss.
Like,
perhaps
what?
You've heard of them. You'll get to see the movie before it hits theaters on December 22nd. Caller 9, 416-872-9999. Big shout out to Fred Van Vliet of the Toronto Raptors. Him and the University of Toronto are launching a new scholarship program. Thank you for clapping, Jax.
Yeah, no problem.
The Fred Van Vliet Scholarship is a new award to support a Black or Indigenous student at U of T's Rotman Commerce Program through their 4 years at the school.
Okay.
Fred said in the release, "This is to create the possibility and light for those who have faced bias, who haven't had the same chances as others. It's important to provide opportunities to those who opportunity usually ignores or works against or excludes." So this is going to provide 4 years of books and tuition for an incoming student based on financial need. Also, one-on-one membership with Fred Van Vliet, which I think is
That's
pretty cool.
Pretty darn
mentorship.
Cool.
Oh, incredible. Amazing.
Love that.
Wow.
Kim Kardashian has finally passed the baby bar law exam. Adam's dating a lawyer, which makes him our resident law expert on Virgin Mornings. What does that mean?
I asked her about this last night, and I don't believe this is available in Canada, but I believe the baby bar is if you don't have time to go to law school, you can pass this. And if you pass it, you can become a lawyer, which is kind of crazy. So, like, you can study for it, pass the baby bar, and become a lawyer. That is my understanding of it. It's rudimentary, and if I'm wrong, please text us at 999999. But essentially, in the States, you can just become a lawyer by passing this rather than going to 4 or 5 years of law school.
Interesting.
But she said that she wants to primarily focus on things like, you know, prison reform and helping out folks that can't afford it. So if anything expedites that process and can help out people who need it quicker, I'm all for it.
This was her third attempt in 2 years, by the way.
Yeah, it's hard, apparently.
Oh, it's not easy.
No.
Natalie sent me like a fake bar exam once, and they'll give you four. They'll give you like a question, and then they'll give you four answers to it, and all of them are very similar. And there's like a nuanced way that you're supposed to pick the right one, and all of them are right. It's just what's the right answer. It's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. Being a lawyer, it's not for the faint of heart.
I couldn't get into Ryerson for radio, I can't even say anything
about that.
Me neither.
Right. Elon Musk has been named Time's Person of the Year, and everybody is collectively mad about it online. They said the year they saw his electric car company become the most valuable car maker in the world, and his rocket company soar to the edge of space with an all-civilian crew. There may have been other choices to make, like, you know, the scientists who created the vaccine for COVID, frontline workers, teachers, etc. But how about the guy that flies celebrities
to
space?
A popularity contest. Remember, Hitler was Time Person of the Year in the 1930s, and Stalin, who is a terrible person as well, was Time Person of the Year
Trump
in the
40s. Trump in 2016.
Yeah, it's not about, it's about the newsmaker.
Yeah.
It isn't about, now I know that doesn't make it any better for some people.
Yeah.
You get it? Totally understand the problems with Elon Musk, but there you are.
They should change the name of it then. It's a Times Newsmaker of the Year instead of the Person of the Year.
Yeah, I think.
That's too positive.
I think maybe you're right.
That's valid.
Usually. Yeah. That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, just over an hour from right now, it's going to be your opportunity at another Christmas cracker. Which means we give you an amazing prize, and then you say, well, I'll give it back for a chance at 10 grand. 9 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
5 degrees is going to be the high today. It's 2 already. 15 by Thursday. That's right, 15. You get it through a super rainy Wednesday, though. After today, it's going to be raining right up until like Thursday at noon. So enjoy the sunshine. You got it all day today. And what we have for you in an hour is a brand new Christmas cracker. We give you something awesome, and then we say give it back, because we'd like to give you a chance at $10,000. It'll be your choice, though. And then, a couple songs from right now, we're kicking off Ghosted. And this one's interesting because Anna she met a guy at a wedding. Which is something we haven't been able to say for a long time.
That's
how nice is that?
Yeah.
And by the way, picking up at a wedding, underrated, happens. I don't know what it is with people at weddings, but they're like, I'm open to date anybody here.
Yeah, I think it's just the mood.
Yeah.
It's a dinner party with feelings, as you like to say.
Anna met this guy, and they kept bumping into each other. And then they were messaging on the gram, and then he disappeared. They haven't been on the first date yet, but she does feel ghosted. I can understand why. You're going to meet her in two songs at 8:07, and you can hear her story and judge for yourself.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's welcome Anna to the show. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
No problem.
Sounds glad so you hopeful. Could be here.
Yeah, there's hope in this ghosted. I feel it in your voice. Anna, can you tell us about Steve and why are we here? Why are you ghosted?
Okay, so I know I'm calling to be on ghosted, but I wouldn't exactly say that's what happened to me. So first off, I barely know this guy. And secondly, we met in an unconventional way. And I really want to be clear here. Like, I would typically never do this, especially, like, you know, with asking strangers for help. But, like,
we get that a lot. We get that a lot. Everybody who comes on here is like, I would never do this, except I'm doing it.
Nobody wants to be here. Nobody wants to be unghosted.
So tell us how you met him. Unconventional. What's that mean?
Okay, so I'm kind of trying to make a grand gesture because, so his name is Steven, and I met him 2 weeks ago at my friend Sarah's wedding, and he's married this amazing guy, Nathan, and I was already in my feels about the wedding, so when Steven backed into me at the bar, he spilled a little bit of his drink on my shoe.
A meat cute.
I'm not even kidding. I wasn't even fazed. He was so, he was so handsome, and he actually made this really funny joke about it, and I was, like, laughing out loud, like, so loud. Like, it was embarrassing how loud it was. And then from there...
Okay, so it was funny.
Yeah. From there, we, like, kind of just kept purposely bumping into each other all night.
Oh.
And...
Must have been bruised.
Yeah. And it was kind of strange, though. Like, he never asked for my number that night, and I was kind of bummed about it. But he did end up DMing me on Instagram the next day, and I was, like, literally dancing in the room by myself when I got the message. I was, like, so happy. And I'm really glad nobody saw me in that moment.
This is a rom-com.
Except she's on Ghosted, though, so it's a horror movie. Why are you here, though? Why are you here? What happened?
He asked for my number on Instagram, and, like, we were texting and flirting, and that was all happening over a course of, like, a few days. And then all of a sudden, the messages stopped.
Ooh.
And, uh-oh. Yeah, and I was talking it up to another girl in the picture of him, but, like, his vibe seemed really sincere. I don't know, maybe I was just blindsided, but I think it's worth exploring and seeing if, you know.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we call him?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do that next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So if you're just joining us, Anna seems like a really nice person, full of hope. She meets this guy named Steven at a wedding a couple weeks ago. And as the way she tells it is, he spilled a little bit of his drink on her shoe, and then they kept, quote unquote, bumping into each other all night. And he was so funny and so handsome, and then didn't ask for your number. But then the next day you get a DM, and it's Steven, right?
Yes, sent me a DM, and... he was, like, chit-chatting with me for a bunch of messages, like, for a few days, and then, all of a sudden, he just kind of stopped, and I was wondering if it was because, like, a picture of him on Instagram with this girl, or I don't know, like, I wasn't really certain, and so I kind of was making this grand gesture, hoping that, like, maybe he... actually is into me, and I don't know, just got shy.
We're gonna give him a call. We're gonna see how this goes. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steven?
Hey, yeah, this is Steven.
Hey, Steven, it's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing excellent.
What if we told you we knew who you'd been DMing?
What?
We hacked your account.
Maybe. But we also know that you stopped DMing them, specifically somebody by the name of Anna.
Anna? Oh, from Nathan's wedding?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
phones. So
yeah.
We were so just wondering, you know, why the communication dropped.
Did Nathan tell you to call me? Is this what's going on? Did Nathan, like, set you guys up to call me? Because he's been telling me that I just don't shut up about Anna. And he's like, he talks about her too much. And
Well, as you know, that Nathan's a scoundrel, so.
Yeah, this seems like something he would do.
Totally. Oh my God. It's classic Nate dog.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so what do you have to say?
this is so weird. Honestly, she's just, I think she's just too out of my league, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm sure Nathan probably already told you guys, but I mean, she's just too, she's beautiful. I mean, she's a 10. She's funny. She's cute. I mean, she's amazing. She's got her stuff together. She's in shape. She's smart. I mean, you know, I could talk about her all day.
Is she a criminal? Like, what's the problem?
I keep waiting for the butt to happen. Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like, I don't know. I just feel, like, intimidated, maybe. I don't know. Like, she's just way too out of my league. I wouldn't be able to keep up with her. And then I probably would have kept talking to her, but she posted a picture recently on Instagram. It was her and some other guy, like, a couple days after the wedding, actually. She posted a picture of her and another guy that's, like stunning, like, chiseled-looking dude. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like when I, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, I, you know, I get it. She's obviously got a boyfriend and, you know, it's pointless at this point.
Well,
yeah,
we may have some good news for you.
Oh my God, Steven, it's Anna. And I had no clue you felt this way.
Wait, what is going on? Oh my God. Have you been on the phone the whole time?
Wow, it's so weird how you guys just bumped into each other.
Crazy.
It's kind of like it's like a wedding.
It is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I was on the whole time. I actually called them because I thought you were ghosting me, and I can't believe you thought Anthony was my man. Like, that's my brother. I was celebrating his birthday that day. I mean, I'm still single. And, like, I want to keep talking with you.
Oh, my God. You were on the phone the whole time. I just gushed about you, like, so hard.
You should hear how Anthony talks about her.
Oh, sorry. <Yeah. laughs> Are you guys going to go on a date?
Yeah. Would you want to hang out? Go to, like, Little Italy?
You mean the one restaurant that isn't Italian? I'd love to go. Yeah.
Feels like an inside joke.
Yeah.
All right.
Hilarious.
I think they mean the Mexican place, Carnitas. Yeah. But anyway, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys. The bill is on us.
Yeah.
You guys are nerds.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah.
No.
Just a couple of dweebs on the phone right now.
Nerds who are gonna kiss.
Yeah.
And we're gonna watch.
And it's lovely and wonderful. Congratulations to the two of you. We're very excited for your first date.
Thank you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
One of the things that everybody's really excited about for 2022.
Whoa.
That's how, you know.
How did that happen?
Well, it happened because the pandemic happened and time doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
So 2022 is supposed to be kind of the year of concerts really getting back. Like, we've seen concerts roll through town.
Yeah.
But a lot of the major ones, like, we've been giving away tickets to Dua Lipa and Billie Eilish and Justin Bieber. They're all coming through in 2022. No question. If this person went on tour, for my money, they would be the highest grossing tour in the world immediately. Take Drake out of it, take Taylor Swift out of it, take Kanye West out of it, take The Weeknd out of it. If Britney Spears goes on tour again, which she may, because of obviously the recent legal situation change, she would by far be the highest grossing tour. And Adele won't go on tour. She does the Vegas residency, so she won't. So that's not going to happen. We take that off the table. The thing is, Britney Spears said on her 40th birthday yesterday that she's counting her blessings and that she hated the old way that she used to tour.
Really?
She said, I know I'm not playing huge arenas with my loud band anymore because I'll be honest and say life on the road is hard. My first 3 years in the business were on the road and they were great, but I will be completely honest. After those three tours and the pace I was going, I don't think I ever want to do that again. I hated it.
I don't blame her.
No.
It's really grueling. I know, like, it's really easy to glorify what it is to be a professional musician, but holy crap. They're traveling every night.
Every day, all the time.
And then they have to be on a lot, yeah. Right? Which is like, you have to be Britney Spears all the time. You can't just be Britney.
Yes.
You know?
100%.
Which is not easy.
So what's interesting here, though, is I do think she's left the door open for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's done the Vegas residency thing. She could do it again. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I actually think there could be a tour in the works here. But she said, I don't want to do it the way I used to do it. And the way, you know, when you're an artist that's young and you're coming up, like I remember when Dua Lipa played our Jingle Ball here a couple years ago, she was, when they tried to book her for it, behind the scenes here, this is something I heard at Bell, they said, you have to understand, like her management said, we want to do this. But you have to understand, she's been on the road for 2.5 straight years.
Yeah.
And she was, at that time, like 21. You think about that. What did you do from 19 to 21, right? You had some weekends. You saw your friends. You did anything at all. And so Britney did the same sort of tour schedule. It was bananas. And then obviously she blew up, and same with Dua. So I think if she goes on like a concert tour, which some artists that have been in the business long enough can support, which is you do a couple nights a week. And they're in the same area. So let's say
that's cool.
She flies into Canada. She's doing a Canadian tour.
Yeah.
Let's say she starts in Quebec. She does Montreal on a Saturday night, Quebec City on a Tuesday. And then she can move on to like Ottawa the next Saturday and then Toronto the next Wednesday. Do you know what I mean?
Really, like instead of doing like Montreal on the Monday, Quebec City on the Tuesday,
yes.
Toronto on the Thursday, that type of thing.
And then you only do the major cities. So you do the big cities, and maybe you do, the other way to do it is like, okay, I'm going to do 4 shows in Toronto. Britney Spears would sell that out, mm-hmm. No question. But 4 shows in Toronto gives people the opportunity to drive in, make a vacation of it, and like do it over the course of a weekend. So if you do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then somebody's going to be able to come in if you're living in, say, Ottawa, or you're living in Niagara, or whatever, yeah. You're able to drive in, you know, do an Airbnb, see the show, have a great time, and then leave.
Is that the new direction you think a lot of the artists are going to go, rather than trying to squeeze everything in?
Not a lot of artists.
No.
I think the big artists can.
Yeah.
I think if you're an artist on the come up, like if you're, remember, was Jack Harlow played History a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
One of the first artists in the door. That guy is he's going to be for the next 3 years on, like, they call it the wheel.
Yeah.
And you're just churning out shows all the time,
yeah.
All the time. You're doing 3-4 nights a week minimum. And the reason for that is you got to get to a point where you can say, hey, I'm Britney Spears, or hey, I'm Adele, or hey, I'm Beyonce, and I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot. It's not an easy job.
No.
It pays well, though, if you can get it. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Rent prices are expected to climb 11% next year, in the city of Toronto at least. The average rent for all properties in Toronto was $2,300 for the month of November, and that's in 2021, an increase of 10% over the previous November, where it sank down to $2,082.
Cool.
Here's the good news. The average price in November of 2019, which is pre-pandemic, was $2,591. So looking at that, if it does go up the 11% that's predicted, we're still going to be paying less?
Yeah.
So that's
you're still net win,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Sorta.
But move now. Do it now.
Do it now. There's new eye drops coming out that can replace reading glasses. It's called Vuity. It was approved by the FDA in the States, and it's going to be available this week. But it could potentially replace reading glasses for some of the 128 million Americans who have trouble seeing up close. New medicine takes about 15 minutes to come into effect, with one drop in each eye providing sharper vision for 6 to 10 hours, according to the company. Now, of course, if it's down there, it'll eventually be up here, and probably not a bad idea. I don't know that because I wear, not necessarily, what are they called, like the blue tint glasses, mm-hmm. to cut down on the computer glare. I don't need them, and I don't want to use these eye drops because I want to keep wearing them because they match my aesthetic.
Well, there you go. I think there's going to be people that like it. I also think, you know, for people that need the glasses, the more you use them, the worse your eyes get.
Yeah.
So that maybe this will eliminate that.
Interesting. Olivia Rodrigo was just named Times Entertainer of the Year. Woo! She's having quite the year, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The magazine said it in a very grandiose way. Rodrigo has a gift for picking the best of the past, whether a well-worn shirt, the faded feedback of a guitar, or the intensity of first love, and finding just the right way to situate it in the present. Another way of saying, hey, she's really good. Really, really good.
She won that breakup. Just throwing that out there.
Did. Absolutely, she did. In an Instagram post, she says, I got to do some crazy things this year, but this one feels particularly surreal. So shout out Olivia Rodrigo.
Good for her. Amazing. Can't wait for that tour to roll through, too.
I know. Well, right now she's scheduled to play Massey Hall. Do you think that's going to happen?
No, Massey Hall is going to happen, but she'll be back in 6 months doing Scotiabank Arena,
too. Yeah, I can see that. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Two songs from right now. It's going to be 9 a.m. And that means you and a Christmas cracker, and you have a big choice ahead of you. We're going to give you something awesome, but then we're going to offer you the option of $10,000. That's at 9.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're going to give you something great right now. You text WIN in your name to 99999. WIN, space, your name, send. That's it. Jax and TJ are not paying attention because usually they don't have to do the hard parts,
it's
like what I'm doing
Christmas.
Right now.
I'm excited.
What are we doing right now?
Exactly. So text WIN in your name to 99999. We'll call you back in the next like 5 minutes, okay? So you get time. And then we're going to give you something amazing. And then we're going to give you an amazing opportunity. But wait, there's more. We give you this amazing thing like Dua Lipa tickets. Do we have Dua Lipa? Yeah, we did.
We did Dua Lipa. Dinner.
And yep. we had Justin Bieber tickets, yep. And we gave away $1,000 this morning. But here's the opportunity. You could get $10,000 if you give up what we give you and make the choice to go into the draw and take your shot. I mean, it's never been easier to win $10,000 in your entire life. Are you really going to pass it up?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Katarina, you're the big winner today. Congratulations!
Oh my gosh, no way. I never win anything.
That actually is untrue. You've just won something. So that statement no longer means anything. Now, here's the deal. We got to find out what you got before we can make any decisions here. Are you ready to find out?
Yes, I am.
The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Congratulations, you've won movies for a year.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That's huge.
Oh, like you get to go to the movie theater for
yeah.
free. No, oh. We're going to send you DVDs for an entire year, every day.
And they're from Jax's
just
personal collection.
Just going to crowd your house. Okay, so you can go to the movies for free for a year, many times you want.
Yep.
Or you can give it up. You give that up, you're in the draw for $10,000, and we're doing the draw in just 3 days, in Friday.
Okay, I'm gonna give it back.
Wow!
Yeah. You audacious woman!
$10,000 draw!
Great work!
Okay, all right. So we could be calling you Friday morning to let you know that you've won $10,000, or maybe you win nothing.
Okay, that's okay. I mean, I'm gonna try and get this luck to keep going. So.
All right. Well, listen. So since Katarina's given up her movies for a year, we got to give those away. So if you want to be caller number 9 right now, 416-872-9999. It's that easy. You can take Katarina's movies. Congratulations, Katarina.
Thank you so much.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, Adam, I would like you to get on bended knee.
Okay.
And
okay.
I would like to hear a nice speech about how important I am to you and
yeah.
your life.
All
the
right.
The pillar that I am, how I'm clearly the funniest person you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How I don't look like Ellen DeGeneres, despite what people on the internet tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd like you to ask politely and say please.
Jax, what about you?
At home.
You'd want it at
home? I've been thinking, but I want something a little bit more intimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. TJ, the study that we're about to talk about did not specify that women, this is specific to women,
okay.
And marriage proposals, none of them said they needed their ego stroked.
Damn it.
Sorry. But apparently what women want when it comes to a marriage proposal, the number one thing is what Jax said. A private setting.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised at that too because of how many, I don't know, the whole business of proposals has become crazy, especially since YouTube. I remember I had an ex-girlfriend once, like 8-9 years ago, show me a proposal video that she thought was amazing. And it's a proposal video. This thing was half an hour long.
Like,
and I looked at her, I'm like, wow, this is insane.
Yeah.
This is way too much.
We are in the age too of people like, I don't know that engagement photos were really a thing for our parents' generation, right? And now it's a big deal. It's a real, like, if you don't have photos of the engagement happening live, then you're planning a trip to the distillery district. Your nails are done. He's wearing his nice pea coat. And then you're taking photos so you can post on Instagram.
Interestingly there. And then some people will hire a photographer to like follow them around.
Yeah.
Same amount of people, same amount of women said they would prefer a pre-planned proposal rather than something spontaneous. So they want to know. Okay. that it's happening.
I have a lot of friends who want to have their nails done first.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing for them because they want, you know, their first photo of the ring to have nice nails. And that is important. I get that.
I had a buddy who told me before he proposed to his girlfriend at the time that she wanted to make sure that she knew when so she wasn't wearing her work badge. Because she didn't want to have, like, her work badge on in the background. Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
It raises the question, and especially this time of year, okay?
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of proposals coming. Remember producer Jesse, when he was here, he used to say, I'm only allowed to propose in, like, August. And there was like there was another month, I think November, just months where there's no major holiday.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So August had Labor Day, but sometimes that's in September.
Yeah.
November has literally nothing going on. But then there's his birthday, there's her birthday, there's Christmas, there's Valentine's, there's all of those things.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend was like, do not propose to me because that month is dedicated to that thing. And I do not want anything in that month.
I'm the same way. Don't propose to me during December or even early January. It's too connected to the holidays. Please, no.
TJ,
no.
Are you getting engaged over the holidays?
Yeah, TJ,
no,
you're
I'm
going
not.
Down to Dominican Republic. Will you be proposing to Val?
Is it a proposal republic?
I will not be proposing in the Republic of the Dominican.
Okay. What about the Republic of the Banana?
is there one at Sherway Gardens?
So
there is.
The reason where is there?
Oh. Yeah, there's a Banana Republic for children too.
Perfect for TJ's size. So here's the question I have for you, okay, is are we for or against holiday proposals? Can be private setting. The reason I'm asking is the holidays are coming up. And you may be getting that feeling like, I think he might propose. Or I think they might propose.
Okay.
And I want to know whether or not you want that.
I'm against it.
You're against it.
Really? Why?
Because it's just, there's too much going on. And it takes away from the actual moment. Yeah.
I am for it.
Oh!
Because.
As a guy who's going to propose in a couple weeks.
How does Val feel about holidays?
I am for it because it's an incredibly efficient time to propose. Because you're going to be surrounded by all your family.
Mm.
You can get two birds stoned at once.
You know what's not romantic? The word efficiency.
If you're in the relationship
just
with
saying.
Me, efficiency is
just
a romantic
saying.
Word.
I think that turns TJ on.
Yeah.
Okay, so
going.
That's my question to you is okay, let's say you and I are dating.
Okay.
All right? And you get the feeling that I'm going to propose to you over the holidays. Is that something that you want to do? Are we yay or are we nay? And if you've had somebody propose to you over the holidays, and maybe you didn't want this to happen, I want to know how it went. Are you cool with it when you think back to it? Or are you like, oh, that was great and I didn't even think it would be? 999-99 a text, 416-872-9999 a call. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, it's Virgin. What's up?
Well, I wanted to call about the holiday proposals.
Please
do. My fiancé proposed to me on Valentine's Day in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
So while it's not over the Christmas holidays, it's a pretty big love holiday. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's easy to remember from now on.
Yeah, like TJ, it's efficient, right?
It's super efficient.
No.
You're lying if you don't think efficiency is a big part of the relationship.
I'm going to be against holiday proposals just because I think that it should be your own holiday. And in fact, if you can take a day off, maybe I am. If you can take a day off and make it your own personal long weekend every year, I don't think that's the worst thing either.
A friend of mine was just proposed to in bed at home. And that is like the dream to me because now it's their own little thing. I think that's really beautiful.
I saw a movie once where they woke someone up and then they put a string around their finger and then they ran the ring down the string and it landed on the finger.
If Michelle did that, that makes me want to cry.
Are you tying a knot around someone's finger while they're asleep?
TJ, don't ruin this.
That's creepy.
It was done in a nice movie way.
Yeah. Imagine me doing that.
Okay, so what are the texts say?
Text from the 647. My husband proposed to me on December 21st because he knows how much I love the holidays.
Oh,
we went for a drive to look at Christmas lights, one of our traditions. We got out of the car and he got down on bended knee as the snow was softly falling. I loved it and thought the timing was great. You get to celebrate with family over Christmas. There's nothing better. Sounds like you guys hate Christmas.
You're the one going to Dominican on Christmas. Okay, just saying.
Yeah, that's fair. From the 416, my birthday is on Christmas Day, so a holiday proposal is a major no for me. That would definitely make for a crazy month. Last one here from the 905. My husband proposed Christmas Eve at a family dinner.
Ooh.
He was planning to wait, but he said he felt the time was right, so he went for it. I was very shocked to find a ring in my mashed potatoes and wouldn't change it for anything.
If my mother's in the same room as me as I'm getting proposed, I don't want that.
Is that your nightmare?
No.
You know what? No. I don't want that either. No. I don't want to be proposed to in front of my parents.
I want
you
to be proposed to on the Marilyn Dennis Show. That's what I want to happen.
We've done enough on that, I think.
You know what's weird is I want both your moms at my
propose.
I bet you do.
Yeah. I want Colette there and I want Marilyn there.
So they can say, great job, TJ. Somebody finally said yes.
Yeah.
Where's your mom? Is she there too?
Oh, yeah. Mom can be there too.
Yeah, yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Fred Van Vliet of the Toronto Raptors and the University of Toronto are launching a new scholarship, and it's really cool. It's called the Fred Van Vliet Scholarship, and it's a new award to support a Black or Indigenous student at U of T's Rotman Commerce program through their 4 years at the school.
Incredible.
Fred said in the release, this is to create possibility and light for those who have faced bias, who haven't had the same chances as others. It's important to provide opportunities to those who opportunity usually ignores or works against or excludes. So this is going to provide 4 years of books and tuition for an incoming student based on financial need. Also, you'll get one-on-one mentorship with Fred Van Vliet, which would be pretty cool.
We are lucky to have an athlete like that.
Yeah.
That is called using your platform for good. That's incredible.
He said that he's going to do it. He put his money where his mouth is, and he followed through.
It's amazing.
A lot of people say they're going to do something and don't actually.
God, I love him.
Not to say that other teams in Toronto don't do this, but the Raptors are just such a wonderful example. They always have players or members of the organization, or even people who just like the team, like Nav Bhatia, that they're just really, really great people and representatives of the
city. It's a community-oriented team.
Absolutely it is. So great. We're so lucky. Kim Kardashian finally passed the baby bar law exam. Adam Wilde is dating a lawyer, so he will tell us what that means.
I had to ask her what this meant. So the bar obviously is, if you pass the bar, you're a lawyer. In Canada, the baby bar doesn't exist, but in certain states in the United States, if you pass what's called the baby bar, you don't have to go to law school. You're a lawyer. And that's kind of crazy, right? Think about that. Somebody could walk in the first time, it's not likely, but somebody could walk in the first time and go, I'm going to take this test now, bingo, I'm a lawyer. Certain states it's legal, certain states it's not. I don't think for Kim Kardashian it matters all that much. There's not going to be a whole lot on the line in terms of you know, legal precedent set by Kim. She'll have a team of lawyers surrounding her in anything that she does. Mm-hmm. And in her case, the biggest thing that she can bring, and her human rights is her huge thing.
Rights and prison reform.
Prison reform. Yeah. The biggest thing she can lend to that, yes, being a lawyer is important, but I think even more important is her brand.
Yeah.
She can bring awareness.
I think
if she's a lawyer, it adds that much more credence. But it's not like she's going to be in there trying cases right away or whatever.
Be a great show, though, to watch.
No.
Judge Kim.
Oh, yeah, let's make her a judge. Elon Musk was just named Time's Person of the Year. Yeah, that was the internet's reaction, too. Yeah. Everyone's pretty mad about it. In a year that saw his electric car company become the most valuable car maker in the world and his rocket company soared to the edge of space with an all-civilian crew, Elon Musk was named Time's Person of the Year. There could have been other choices, like, I don't know, the scientists who created the vaccine, or frontline workers, or teachers, or, you know, literally anybody else. But how about the guy who flies celebrities to space? That's pretty cool.
So there was different categories. There was Time's Heroes of the Year, and the people that did the vaccine, frontline workers, they were all part of it.
Yeah, but that
Person
doesn't
of the Year is like the newsmaker.
Yeah.
The person who made the most news. Remember, Hitler was once Person of the Year, as was Stalin, twice.
Yes.
So it's not like it's a good thing. Trump was in 2016.
Yeah, you've just made the most noise in 2016.
You were the loudest person of the year.
And oftentimes, when you're the loudest person of the year, it's not a great...
You're the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
You're
Shannon
welcome.
Burns is up next.
Woo!
9 minutes from right now. I don't know what she's going to do, but I bet it's going to be mean and awful and mean-spirited.
Terrible.
Like Shannon is.
Terrible.
I'm kidding.
It's terrible.
Shannon is one of the most lovely people in the world. We love her, and she is up next. Have a wonderful day. Remember, Christmas Cracker tomorrow and Thursday, and then Friday, we're doing the $10,000 draw, so you can text at any time. Get in on this draw. Win and your name to 999999. Have a wonderful day.
Love you. Ciao.
Virgin Mornings, out of here.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.